This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not saying I would have a kid at the age of 50. I would not.
Okay.
But I don't think you... Sorry, Tiak and I are in a fight, and I just, like, there's a story out that men are starting to wait until 50 to become fathers. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Ooh, I think there is, yeah. I think it's too late.
Too late for whom?
For the child. For the child. Because you're already 50, and you're going to get older as the kid gets older. So now the kid's 5,
oh,
and you're 55.
How that works?
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like people aren't thinking it through.
No, because, okay, so you think what? Like,
that if you're 50 when you have your kid, you're going to be 68 when they graduate high school.
And you think,
and then you'll
there's
be 72.
A chance they'll be dead?
Yeah, absolutely. And then you'll be 72 when they graduate college. And then you finally get to be like, I'm a man with my son. And, well, bye.
But like, you I don't think have... we live longer and people are younger.
We do live longer, but I don't know if quality of life at that point is...
I'm just going to say, I think it's smarter to have a kid at 50 than it is to have a kid at 20. Because when you're 20, you're a terrible father.
Why is that?
You don't even have your own crap together.
I don't think anyone ever has their own crap together.
Yes.
I don't think even 50-year-olds...
My crap is together.
No, it's not. Sorry.
Buddy,
that was two. I mean, I disagree. Respectfully.
Okay. My crap was together till recently. I mean, I have moments where my... Okay.
I don't feel like mine is together either, to be fair. I just don't... I think everyone's faking it. Every adult ever is... That's the realization when you become an adult is like, oh, no one knows what's going on.
How?
Yeah.
We're all just winging it.
Answer me that, because you're making it seem like a 60-year-old man is an old man, like that they can't go play ball with their kids, or they're like if you have a kid at 50, you're at 10 years old, they're playing flag football.
Okay.
So
yeah,
you're 60 and you're like, that can't happen, this guy's a piece of crap, like he's infirmed and in a wheelchair. How old is Brad Pitt?
He's 60.
Oh, what?
But,
oh, burn!
No.
Burn! Argument
great
over.
Father, Brad Pitt, whose daughter is literally trying to get rid of his
That's
last name.
That's because mom has poisoned the water supply.
But he's ripped.
No, but...
You see Fight Club?
No, I'm just... How old... Like, I'm saying, I don't think you're as old... Like, there are people who work in this building who are older than you think they are.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they could have a kid late... I'm not going to name any names, but somebody who works here had a kid very late.
Okay.
Very, very, very late. Probably later than what we're talking about.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. And so what? What of it?
But like, isn't there a too late, just as you think that there is a too early?
There might be a little bit of a too late, but I just don't think you can base it on the basic math of 18 being like, how old will you be when they graduate? Because like...
Well, why not? That's
most of your fathering is done before then anyway.
Maybe for you.
The actual so.
You're trying
saying,
to check out early.
Yeah,
already, whether
like,
you're older.
Because then it turns into, like, when did you become friends with your dad? Because you know what happens. And I'm so sorry, Aaron. I know you lost your father.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably never got to that.
Right.
But you did get to that with your mom.
Oh, yeah, for
so
sure.
So you're like, she's not your mom anymore. You freaking call her Cheryl, for Christ's sake.
Yes.
Yeah,
so it's like
probably 20 or so, like in there.
Okay, so then.
So he'd be 70.
You're done. Yes. It's a great time.
And also, you have a 50-year age gap. It's more of a grandparent age gap than like
you grew up
in a completely different time. Like there's already a generation gap from parents to children. Now you're just making it even.
Are you
going to
tell me it doesn't feel like a 50-year age gap with your father?
50 years.
Yes. Your father is nothing like you. 0% like you.
Sure.
It might as well be a 100-year age gap. And I'm not saying that as insulting him or you. You're just from... So what difference does it make? To me, it's better to be more established, to be more of a mature human. You're... Here comes a compliment, so just brace yourself.
Okay.
You're more old. Like, you're more wise than your years. So you have been a good parent because you don't act like somebody... in their late 20s, early 30s when you had your kid. You weren't like, idiot club. Oh, somebody's got cocaine. I'll do that. I mean, I know people your age who still can be tempted by hard drugs and hot women.
Sure. I do too. I have buddies. Yeah.
Right. So most men take some till they're 45 to get that out of their system.
And I think that's bad. I think that's bad for society. I think it's bad for their kids, their future kids or whatever. And I think the more that we normalize them waiting, it's not going to make them mature faster. If anything, they're going to put it off even more and go, well, I guess I can still do cocaine and hot women when I'm 43 because I got seven more years
so
before I have a kid.
So that's what I was thinking, because I don't know if the story says it, but how old are the mothers?
Oh, yeah. No, you want them young. You want them super young.
Totally unfair.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.